Hi everyone, it's 7:22 a.m. It is Monday, June 26th, so I have a very busy week this week. The next few weeks are going to be busy, but this week I have mobility today. I have three clients tomorrow, two clients on Wednesday, two on Thursday, and then Friday we work from home, but I don't have any clients because one of them just finished. One of them is on hold, and then the other I'm going to start seeing in person. So I won't have anyone. I might have one. I'm going to actually reach out to her this week, but I'm going to try to reach out to her, because she's almost done, but yeah, so, and then Thursday, I'm going to be going to the office with my driver because I have to get the rest of those laptops because I need them for next week. So this week, I only took the ones that I needed. And then I'm going to have like five more deliveries to do, but my coworker is waiting to assign them until I've done more deliveries. So that way, I don't have a million laptops laying around. So yeah, but I'm going to get ready. I have mobility, so I'm going to get ready to go. And then I'm going to, I'm taking paratransit. So yeah, because Uber, that adds up. So I mean, yeah, it's cheaper to take paratransit. So yeah, also when I go on vacation, I'm going to get some snacks for my trip. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, and then just put snacks in it for the plane. So I'm going to have like two of each thing, so I can have some snacks for the way there and then some snacks for the way back. So I don't think I want to have two bags because that'll just take up space. And then, of course, I have to consider things like I don't want anything that's going to be like too messy, like, for example, chips, because then the crumbs and you know, the dust from the chips gets all over your hands. I hate that. Also, I don't want things that'll melt, and I also have to be careful, like not to have anything with like nuts, just because what if like someone around me has a nut allergy? So I'm thinking along the lines of like granola bars, because they're not too messy. And then things like Goldfish, Cheez-Its, because you can get like little like individual bags of those things. I usually don't because it's more expensive. I just portion them out myself, but I don't know if I'll feel like doing that. So I will probably just get like little bags of like Goldfish and Cheez-Its. I might even bring some for the train because we're taking Amtrak too. I might even have a bag just for the train. But we'll see, because I don't want to have, like, I don't want to take up space, because we might just eat before we get on the train, but yeah, I'm thinking, like, Goldfish, pretzels, like, granola bars, things that are not, like, too messy, so, because I don't want to bring, like, candy, because it could melt, so, yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 10:20, so I'm here. I've been here for a while. I've been here for about a little over an hour. I just was reading my book the whole time on the bus, and then I just stopped reading my book now just because my mobility instructor is going to be here soon. But I got a plain bagel with cream cheese, two orders of hash browns because they're small, and then a drink, so I'm just going to sit here and wait for him to get here. And it took me about an hour and 15 minutes to get here because we had a bunch of stops, a bunch of pickups, drop-offs, a lot of people on the bus. It was kind of crazy. So we'll see what happens coming home. But yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 12:17 p.m. I'm inside Dunkin' Donuts. I was waiting outside, but it was starting to rain and now there's a thunderstorm. So yeah, I was caught in a thunderstorm. Luckily I'm inside, but
said my ride was delayed, so I'm not going out there yet. But I will, my lesson went well. I went to Rite Aid, I got a few things, and I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone, it's 2:07 p.m., so I'm now home. I've been home for about, I got home around like 1:30, so I was just taking care of the dogs, and I just had a little bit of lunch. Didn't want to have too much just because it's kind of late. So I was, I did have, what a day I had. So we went to Rite Aid, and I have got a bunch of stuff, and the lady was having a problem with the register. One of the things that I had got had rung up twice, and she was trying to clear it, have it only ring up once, but it wouldn't do it. It just went through twice. So I was charged twice for something, and I still got everything, but like she had to put it in as like a return so that like the one charge would go back on my card. So she put it in as like a return. And then, so there was an issue with that. So that took a little bit longer. She had asked for my card a couple more times. And then it was raining, and my mobility instructor, he said, oh, it's going to rain later. And we thought it wasn't going to rain until like 3 or 5 o'clock, for example, between like 3 and 5, like the weather report had originally said. So, we were walking back to the Dunkin' Donuts where we meet, and it was getting really like the clouds. He said he could see that the clouds were getting really dark, which means it's going to rain. So I was waiting outside of, Dunkin' Donuts for my paratransit, and it was starting to rain. Like it just started. So I was like, I went back inside and it was like thundering. It was a thunderstorm. So I was caught in a thunderstorm. Like I said before, I was caught in that. And I had gotten a call saying that the driver was going to be a little late. So I just waited inside. And then when I got the call saying that they were on their way, I went outside because I knew they were going to be there in like a few minutes. So I went outside and it started pouring again. So I went back outside and I was like, oh, well, because it stopped. The thunder was like stopping. It was the rain stopped. So I thought it was like I was good, but it was pouring again. And then I kind of waited inside the Dunkin' Donuts. A couple people were, they saw access links. They were trying to flag them down. And then I get on the bus. It stopped for a little bit. Like my driver, this one driver I have, I really like. I've had her like some on and off like for years. I've been getting her. We would chat and she's really nice. And she always like, she kind of does things like, for example, like if it was her, like since it was her, she would have came inside and got me, but you just never know. So I can't, you know, depend on that. One time I was short, like with, used to before the Easy Wallet thing that we use, used to have to have exact change. One time I was like, oh, I like this rounded up because I didn't have the change. She was nice and she gave me change. Like other drivers wouldn't do that. So yeah, but I was on the bus and then it started up again for a few more minutes. And so it just started coming down. Like it was just crazy. So, and it's scary when you get caught in that because like I didn't have any other way home. Somebody else could have just like ran to their car. Like I didn't have that. So it's scary when these things happen, but I'm happy that I'm home now and that I'm safe. So I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone. It is 7:55 a.m. It is the next day. It's Tuesday, June 27th. So I have to get ready here. My driver's picking me up at 8:30. I have 3 appointments. I have 1 training, and then I have 2 deliveries of laptops. So I will need to bring my badge because for one of the appointments, I've been here before and you have to show ID. So otherwise they don't let me up, and I learned that the hard way the first time, but I had to have my client come down, so it wasn't a big deal. But yeah, so I'm going to be very busy today, and then we're going to go to the gym. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 11:20 a.m. It is the next day. I know I didn't record yesterday after I got home, but it was crazy yesterday. I got caught in the rain again, and my driver and I, we were drenched. We were soaked, and I had 3 appointments to go to, and it was just crazy, and I was exhausted yesterday. So today I had 2 appointments. I finished with my first one. We're at my second appointment. Well, we have plenty of time, but my driver just went into a sushi place to get lunch, and I have my own lunch, so I have plenty of time. My next appointment's not until 1:30, so, well, it's at 1 o'clock, so yeah, we have like over an hour. But I'm going to have my lunch here, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is 6:17 p.m. It's much later. I know this episode has been all over the place, but it's just been a crazy week. So I know the last time I recorded was when I was in the car with the driver, and I had some things were crazy yesterday when I got home. I had a very long day today too, and I'm exhausted, and I'm making dinner. I'm just waiting for it to be ready, but I'm just hanging out right now just until it's ready. I had my therapy session, and then I just had to get dinner started. So I have put the timer on, and I had two appointments. I spent more time like in the car than actually working. And they were each 1 hour. And my driver, he had to do something. He had to take care of a telehealth call, like with a doctor. So he had to like pull over, and he stepped out of the car to do that. But he probably should not have been doing that during work time. Luckily, it was, it didn't take too long, and he even said if the doctor was really late, he would have like rescheduled it. But that obviously added like 15 minutes onto the trip. So yeah, I'm just going to have dinner, clean up, and I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 2:20 p.m. My driver just ran in to use the restroom, but it's the next day. It's Thursday, June 29th, so I'm currently just waiting in the car for him to come back. I just had my first appointment, and we have my second appointment here in a couple minutes. But we're like right near her house. And this morning I got some groceries delivered. I needed a few things, so I just checked my email, so I wasn't really up to all that much this morning. I was just kind of hanging out. So yeah, I will talk to everyone when I get home. Hi everyone, it's 6 o'clock p.m. so it's much later, and I'm home. I've obviously been home for quite a while, but I was just doing some stuff for work, just checking my emails, and I got my driver assignments for the next 2 weeks. So I have appointments on Monday, so I have to start reaching out to the drivers. I'll probably do that tomorrow, and then Monday I'll reach out to the person that's driving me Wednesday, because we're off on Tuesday. So yeah, but anyway, I'm just hanging out right now, and we work from home tomorrow, so I'm just going to end it here, and I will talk to everyone next week.